Demetrius Ivory, how will you vote on that if that was our news click question?
The turkeys, kind of weird. Starting to get weird, right?
Well, it's just an opportunity for something to go wrong. Like, if any of us, if a TV weatherman, if a radio announcers were doing it and it's a public spectacle, it's just something could go wrong at any minute.
I agree. It's just,
Do we set ourselves up for trouble?
What are they? Animals and children.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I've learned that lesson every time that I've tried to put one of them on television.
Demetrius Ivory over Channel 9, WGN TV's online to answer some questions about the weather. But that's the beauty of what we do, Demetrius. If it goes badly, at least we don't suffer the, I'll say, humiliation of being on television, you know, visual. But that's not so true anymore. You can watch us on the stream right now, and for a couple of hours a day, we're all on CLTV here, so we're a little bit in that world ourselves.
Now, do you guys have to, you know, once that started, do you say, well, I better iron my shirt today, or?
I have not noticed any discernible improvement in the appearance of the staff since we began simulcasting online and on CLTV.
Okay.
My mother recently discovering that when I move to my new shift next Monday, December 2nd, I'll be doing 9 a.m. to noon. So the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, where Steve Cochran is now, is where I'm going to be. I will be on CLTV. And my mother looked at me as I was telling her this, and I could see her sort of surveying the clothes I was wearing. Like, Johnny, I'm not sure that's ready for prime time yet.
That is a huge time. So be ready. I mean, you may need to Black Friday it up.
Do you people at Channel 9, at WGN TV, do you guys get a stipend for your clothes?
No. You know what? I did in my older, I believe my first TV, second TV job I did, and not a very good experience with it. It was when you get your taxes at the end of the year, they tax it as if it's cash.
Right. So if we give you a $500 allowance this month or a $100 allowance this month, it's actually costing you 25-30% of that. It's not free money, in other words.
No, it's not free money. I could, you know, back then, I could only spend it at a certain store. So as far as the retail price or as far as what it costs the store, who knows? But for me, it was cash.
Yeah,
so I was like, man, no.
I'll take care of this on my own.
Yeah, I'll take care of this on my own.
I'll run to the rack and get something less expensive. Okay, so this big storm out west, tell me what its status is.
Well, so I'm a little bit torn by this one because I'm really excited. I love a good winter-like storm. There's just so much to get from a storm like this, or to kind of just to kind of examine about it. The thing is, it's going to be impactful to us in terms of winds. The snow, and that's my big headline today, is not going to hit the Chicago area. We may see a little mix of rain and snow tomorrow, later in the morning, but that's about it. The big, heavy, crippling snow is not going to hit the Chicago area.
Okay, that's the headline for us. What about, though, people who are traveling west or are coming from that direction? What's its path?
Well, we've already seen Denver's airport has already canceled a lot of flights. Denver is looking at a pretty good punch. Minneapolis, that area, looking at a pretty good punch also, and also into Portland. Fortunately, you know, the major hub airports, and when I say major hubs, I'm thinking of places, you know, where, you know, you're talking like Newark, New Jersey, New York area, Atlanta, Dallas, you know, where a lot of the connecting flights are not going to get hit very hard. We are probably going to have numerous delays because of winds, 60-mile-per-hour winds gusts tomorrow. So, you know, with that, it's going to be hard getting planes in and out. So we may be looking at a lot of delays. And, it honestly may start with Chicago because other airports, major airports, aren't really getting hit that hard.
So wait a minute. Tell me about tomorrow. Some precipitation and 60-mile-an-hour winds?
Yes, sir. So we're expecting to see showers come our way shortly tonight. And then tonight, because, like I said, this is a big, strong, multifaceted system, it's going to bring us thunderstorms later tonight, probably after midnight. And then tomorrow what will happen is it's really going to be a tight system as it moves through. It's going to lose its moisture, but the cold air will surge behind it. So tomorrow morning, let's say early in the morning, say maybe 5, 6 in the morning, we'll see temperatures in the low 50s potentially, maybe even mid-50s. But then during the day, temperatures will fall down into the 30s. And with an air mass change like that, you're going to pick up some strong winds in this case. So we'll see winds gusting to around 60 miles per hour with high wind warnings in effect for the whole region at least through 6 p.m. tomorrow, some until 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah. But the precipitation, you think, won't accompany that?
No, I think the rain will be generally tonight. The thunderstorms will be late tonight. And then early tomorrow morning, the rain should scoot off to the east. If it lags a little bit, we may make a quick change over to some rain snow mix, but I don't think very much, and I don't think it sticks at all, as a matter of fact, as the moisture gets out of here. So it's just going tomorrow, a very windy, generally dry and cooler day, very cold, I think, by the afternoon.
Yeah, wind chills, I suppose, huh?
Oh, they get hard to calculate when you're talking about, you know, winds sustained at between 30 and 35 miles per hour. But if you get temperatures that are going to be sitting in those low 30s by the late afternoon, you're talking a 30, 35 mile per hour wind gust. I mean, just off the top of the head, I'd say that probably puts you in the teens as far as wind chills.
So if I was traveling east, was this going to follow me?
Yes, this is going to affect you. I'm glad you asked that question, because I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, where I thought it snowed every day from Halloween to Easter. So if you're traveling east, you're fine until you get to Cleveland. Then there's going to be some lake effect snow along the lake shore there. It could go, it's lake effect. Go figure how much they're going to get. I mean, it could be 6 inches plus.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Western suburbs there, you're probably going to be okay. You'll be looking at that snow all the way through Pittsburgh. And then if you're traveling east. So once you go about 5-6 hours east, you're going to run back into the snow.
What about if I'm south of this? Because you described it as Portland, Oregon, I presume, Denver, Minneapolis. Chicago gets windy, but how about St. Louis, Indianapolis heading there? Will you be south of the band?
Yes, you'll be south of the band. They're looking at rain today, but still mild temperatures. And they won't be looking at the snow coming their way really at all down in St. Louis. So if you travel south, you're okay. I think that the band of snow is going to be kind of Des Moines right through Minneapolis and northern Wisconsin and UP, Michigan. It's going to kind of follow that trek. So going south, winds will still be an issue. Rain is going to slow you down, but you're certainly better off than if you're traveling. The worst thing that you can do is say, I'm going to head to Minneapolis for Thanksgiving. Because
yeah, well.
Because if you haven't left already, it's going to be a tough drive.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Some of you are calling already with questions or comments. Hurry up if you have a question or comment for Demetrius Ivory over at WGN-TV. Karen's got one. Hi, Karen. You're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. Where are you heading?
I've got a child driving from La Crosse, Wisconsin, over to Milwaukee to get her brother, and then they're coming down to Wheaton. How does that look, and what's the best time frame to do that?
When are they traveling?
So I think she's going to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow what time?
In the morning.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, so she may be looking at some snow in the early portion of the day for the beginning part of the trip. But for right now, and this is really splitting hairs, but right now I have that the snow is going to be generally north of Madison.
Okay.
But that is splitting hairs. I mean, you know, 10, 20 miles east or west, and it's going to really...
What about the wind?
Well, the winds will be... they'll be ferocious. It's going to be, you know, hopefully she's not driving an 18-wheeler. It's going to be two hands on the wheel. It's some powerful winds. I mean, I don't think it's something that you can't drive through. It'll be interesting,
right?
Because it'll probably be coming across, like coming from her or hitting her passenger side window.
Right. Yeah.
So that's not, you know, that's something that you have to pay attention to. But sometimes, you know, depending upon what you drive, I mean, yeah, sometimes it's winds coming straight or worse, or, you know, if you drive a bigger truck. But I don't think that she's going to have a big problem.
But then how about from Milwaukee down?
From Milwaukee down, it looks like smooth sailing, actually. I mean, maybe some rain. I would tell her she's better off leaving later in the day when the rain and snow get out of here.
Okay, but right, I understand that. Pick your poison here, but then the wind coming from Milwaukee south to Chicago will be on her broadside. That's scary for so folks, and you're going to have gusty winds up to 60 miles an hour when she's traveling down.
Right. Well, the thing is, the morning winds are still going to be picking up. They'll probably be 30 to 40 miles per hour gusts up to there, and then by afternoon, late afternoon, probably getting up to 40 or 50 or even up to 60. So the issue is, I think that if it's snowing, it's going to be really hard to do it. So
Wait and let that precipitation go through is your advice.
Unless when she's ready to go, it's not raining, it's not snowing, check the radar. If it's smooth, go.
All right. I hope that helps, Karen.
She can do it. She can do it.
She can do it. The kids know they can. It's the parents that worry. Hey, John, how about flying in from Oklahoma? I presume OKC. So if they're coming in from Oklahoma City, are they going to be south of that? It might be bumpy, but if their flight's going to go, it sounds like they won't be running into the precipitation.
Yeah, I don't see any problems. I don't know exactly how our local airports are going to handle these winds, but I don't see any problems as far as they're completely fine. I mean, maybe a thunderstorm down there today, but that's about it. I think he's fine.
All right, and then one last thing, and I'll let you go. New York on Friday.
Wow. Well, there you go. So anyone going to New York on Friday, you are going to basically visit the storm that comes through here. Kind of a mixture of other storms, but very windy there. Probably, maybe not 50 or 60 mile per hour wind gusts, but they will certainly be looking at some winds that are going to come their way. They're also going to be looking at maybe a little bit of a mix. I don't think anything, again, crippling, but there's already some talk potentially about delaying or postponing or maybe even canceling
Macy's
the parade.
Day.
Yeah. So, but end of Friday, I think you're looking at drier conditions. The storm's going to be offshore, but it is going to be windy. I mean, I'm just looking at the isobars, and they're packed together really close. So I would certainly suspect some strong winds. I don't really know the intensity. And it's going to be cold, really cold there.
I heard that for the first time in many, many years, the balloons may not fly for the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York. Better weather in Chicago on Thanksgiving Day. Better weather here, right?
Much better. We're looking at a high temperature around 40 with the sun and clouds. So it'll be cooler and it will be chilly because, tomorrow we start the day off in the 50s.
Hey, sun and clouds and... sun and clouds in 40s on Thanksgiving Day in Chicago.
Well, we'll take it, right?
I'll take that. And will the wind have subsided by then?
Yes, the winds will diminish with each hour there. So I have about 25 to 30 mile per hour wind gusts early in the day, but later in the day they diminish in a big way. So, right.
Yeah, I know you got to run, Demetrius, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great holiday if I don't talk to you between now and after the first of the year. And thanks for your help today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being on. And you know what? I got a feeling weather-wise, we'll be talking again real soon.
Well, that's just great news, Demetrius.
See you at 9 a.m.
Yeah, no kidding. Demetrius Ivory over at WGN-TV joining us there.